special report coronavirus update. New reports show the economy is still reeling from the gut punch of the pandemic. Retail sales and industrial production both down record amounts last month. House Democrats plan to approve an additional $3 trillion to try to help the nation get through. But correspondent Linda Kenyon reports it faces strong Republican opposition.
The $3 trillion stimulus bill is nothing more than a partisan wish list of Democratic priorities, says Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole. And that's not all he says.
This bill is going nowhere, and it's going nowhere fast. The Senate will not consider this bill. The president will not sign it into law.
The bill includes $1 trillion for aid to state and local governments, extended unemployment benefits, food assistance, and direct cash payments to American taxpayers.
The FDA alerts doctors to a potential accuracy problem with a rapid virus test, but the health secretary remains confident. I'm Mike Moss. The White House says President Trump will soon make an announcement on coronavirus vaccine development. Councilor Kellyanne Conway.
He'll be unveiling two professionals who will be leading the effort, but that comes quickly on the heels of the FDA cutting a ton of red tape and regulations to allow us to already be developing therapeutics and vaccines.
The announcement comes after the government scientist Dr. Rick Bright told Congress the nation faces its darkest winter if it doesn't step up its response to the coronavirus. A federal judge has just dismissed a lawsuit filed by the NAACP in Virginia that sought to remove the names of Confederate leaders from two public schools. The court saying in part that because the schools opened more than 50 years ago, the statute of limitations had expired. On Wall Street, stocks are in decline today. The Dow was down more than 200 points, S&P down 27. I'm Mike Moss.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Weekend weather, sunny and 95 today, 68 tonight, southwest wind at 5. Sunny and 98 tomorrow, 69 tomorrow night, south wind at 10. Sunny and 99 Sunday, 69 Sunday night, southeast wind at 15. We'll stay with 98 and sunshine on Monday.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
And he looks at her and says, "Hey, darling, I can remember when you could start with love. Oh, but ain't that a miracle?"
Hey, good morning, Yuma. This is Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Good morning, Russ.
How are you, sir?
I'm living the dream, living the dream.
Enjoying the Friday.
So you guys have had a good show.
I always enjoy it. And you know what the main topic is?
I'm afraid to ask.
Coronavirus. Well, I just didn't know if you knew it.
Yeah.
Did you know it was still out there?
I noticed it was still out there as a topic.
Well, it's just affected everything. And it's not that whether anybody's been sick or not. It's just the fear and the policies and everything's changing. And it's fine. We'll mold and we'll adjust and we'll take care of it all. But now I carry a mask when I go to Smart and Final because I have to go, wear a mask and all those kind of things. And it's fine. It's their policy. It's a store policy. I'll accommodate.
Okay.
Either I won't shop there or I'll put a mask on.
Right.
One way or the other. It's their policy. So.
And we all have to understand that their policy is for their benefit, and we have a choice, good, bad, and indifferent.
And I noticed going into Harbor Freight to buy things, shelves are empty, so obviously they're not getting a lot of shipments and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed there's been, when I order something from Amazon now, it'll tell me it may not get there for 2 weeks because we prioritize our shipments for medical stuff. It ends up getting there in a couple of days, but they don't promise it in case they have to prioritize their shipments to more critical issues and stuff. So they did a lot of. It's changed with. And I had Louis Gomer on yesterday, and talked to him about unemployment. I said, I know a lot of businesses in Yuma County right now that are trying to fire back up, having a hard time getting employees to come back because you guys gave an extra $600 a week, Louis.
Yeah.
And I didn't say it like that because he's Representative Gomer.
Yeah, you don't say it like that. But what you're talking about, though, is there's so many things that have been affected, good, bad, indifferent, and there's a lot of personal fear, there's a lot of personal feelings in each decision. And I know a lot of things are designed to help, but holy buckets, are there some things that are not going
to
help.
They bring attention to it. And then individuals all over the place. And you see every individual from a calmness, it's business as usual, to very fearful.
Yes.
Because they have read the stories, looked at the media, and they have an understanding of life that's different than I do.
Yeah.
And they're very scared. It's legitimate, though. It's not like it's fabricated.
No, it is legitimate. And
they're legitimate fear.
And somebody who's a healthy younger person has probably less fear than somebody who has other health issues.
My 3-year-old granddaughter has no fear at all.
Well, of course not. Of course not, because you haven't taught her any fear. But let's talk about things that are, you talk about coronavirus is affecting everything.
Right.
And I think a lot of decisions are based on potentially pressure. So I'm sure you and everybody else who's listening to this has seen or heard talks of forbearances of mortgages. And I think we even talked about that last time. Have you heard about forbearances?
I've heard nothing but negative as far as, yes, they cannot foreclose. Yes, they cannot harass you with collectors. Yes, they're giving you a leeway. But everything else that would have happened to you that was bad in the past still happens. You're going to get credit reports. You're going to get dinged. Your credit rating's going to come down. And all of those bad things are going to happen. And then the people that read those credit ratings that say, okay, now you can't get a loan anymore because of your credit rating, or you have to pay higher insurance because of your credit rating, will still happen. There's no forbearance on anything except that one item if you don't pay.
See, you paid attention, and most people don't understand that back half of what you just said, that, the major news outlets are pitching, hey, there's these forbearance options, et cetera.
Yeah.
But what they didn't figure out is how things are being reported or what the underlying consequences, because you and I know there's always unintended consequences for things. They didn't figure out what those other things are. So I have examples. I have a relationship of mine that this gentleman has a very nice house, and he was told when he made a phone call that he could get forbearance. Well, guess what he did? He went into forbearance.
He was told that. That was a recommendation.
Just because he could.
It was a sales pitch.
It was a sales pitch, and guess what? Now he has a 30-day late on his credit report, and he has a 60-day late on his credit report.
Yep.
Now, as a mortgage lender, if I ever went to go turn around and refinance you, the 60-day late, and worse, he's going to have a 90-day late because it's not going to get caught up in time. But the 60-day late is kind of like the kiss of death. So he's not going to refinance anytime soon. He's not going to be able to do anything, all because he did go into forbearance and he did miss some payments. Now, that lender and the news media is telling everybody it's okay to do this. Well, if you need some help, yes, those things are out there. But here's what just happened. He just took over 100 points off his credit score.
Yeah.
Like you just figured out, if you need insurance, your insurance costs are going to go up. If you go apply for any other credit, your credit score is going to be horrible, so you're going to have issues.
Yeah.
And a lot of employers run credit checks. Now, let's pretend you were applying for a government job that had security clearance.
Ooh, that's a big deal.
And you had mortgage late, and it looks like you're struggling and you're behind.
Nope. It's not going to help you.
It's not going to help you.
Nope.
Well, what happens, because this entity is trying to help and say, hey, this is possible, but you just destroyed all of these other options over here.
I know a guy that sold a house in D.C. after Obama left, and Hillary didn't win. All of a sudden, he had to get out of D.C. He sold the house less than half its market value, so he didn't he didn't have to go late or foreclose and destroy his security clearance, because his security clearance was worth so much to him.
Yeah, interesting. Now, those kind of stories, had a gentleman walk in our office yesterday, said, hey, I understand you guys are really good at mortgages. I need some help. Sat down and said, okay, what's the story? Well, he's a week away from closing, right? Now, as a lender, we didn't do it, but here's where he is. He's a week away from closing. We as lenders now have to validate that your mortgage payments are on time. So, Russ, when I run your credit, let's say in February, because you're going to close in April or May or June, credit reports are good for 4 months, when is the last time your current mortgage in April reported on that credit report?
Oh, March.
Like January, maybe December, because they're 30 to 60 days behind.
Yeah.
So you run a credit report in February that says, hey, you're on time, everything's great.
Yeah.
Traditionally, we as a lender wouldn't have needed to update that credit report because we know the credit report was a snapshot in time. Now that people are doing forbearances, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the FHFA ask us to validate that your mortgage is current all the way through closing. So his current lender validated that his previous mortgage, which he thinks he doesn't have, he co-signed for a house for his daughter.
Oh, gosh.
And she saw the news media, filed a forbearance. Now,
thinking it was no harm, no foul.
Thinking it's no harm, no foul. And the Fannie Freddie rule is, if you go into forbearance, you cannot get a loan for 1 year after you're out of forbearance.
Well, that's even their rule.
Now, so she filed and went into forbearance. Is he on that loan that he co-signed?
He sure is.
So that lender didn't see it in February when they pulled credit. Now they go to update it. Oh, my gosh, you have a mortgage in forbearance. That daughter just stopped her dad from getting a house.
Kids.
And there's but those are the unintended consequences that, yes, it sounds really good, but at some point you realize that you got to pay the piper. And I do understand there's people out there that will need forbearance help.
Sure.
But
I mean, reality. If there's no money, there's no money. But that better be an emergency, not a pastime.
And most people got the stimulus checks. They got the $1,200 or $2,400.
I finally got mine.
Did you?
Yeah, gave it to my daughter.
See? Your granddaughter needs it way more than you do. But you look, the checks were sent out to help people. There's lots of things, like you were talking about, the extra $600 a week with unemployment and things like that. Forbearance should be the last option you go into. And I guarantee you, it's going to report on your credit report. When the words forbearance come up, it's going to break your credit. It really is. So we're going to talk about breaking credit and many other things after this break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. D. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, IPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. NRA SIPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. I'm not sure I like this song there, Russ, because I do love to work. I really do. And you love to work, too. So we got to not play that.
I was hoping to slide that one.
No, we got to not play this. So,
but there's times I feel like that.
Well, you can feel like it, but you still got to do it.
All right.
So,
I'll do it.
Hey, let's get back to talking about some of the forbearance.
I didn't like the way you left it.
Well, I don't have
a
choice.
I don't like it.
That's the honest-to-goodness truth. So Fannie, Freddie, and the news media pitch that these things are out there. But what you and I as consumers need to understand is, it is going to hit your credit. It is going to cause issues down the road. If you need the help, clearly you need the help. And there are some people that need it. And not to say don't do it if you need it. But the people that don't need it, please don't do it, because you're going to wreck your credit. One of my good friends, he went in and he wanted to simply go bi-monthly. Just break the payment in half. Pay, you know, half here, half there. Some people call it, you know.
You can do that.
Well, you can. But when you set it up, there's typically a service or a setup fee when you do the bi-monthly payments. He asked for the bi-monthly, and that's not what his servicer set up. What his servicer set up was a forbearance that allowed him to pay some now and some later.
What?
So we went to go look at pulling his credit. We're going to refinance his house, and guess what's on his credit report? Forbearance. He's like, no, Derek, I've never filed a forbearance. I'm like, well, you need to call your lender, because they, big bold letters, look right here, I can't make this stuff up, it says forbearance. So his lender, and what is happening is lenders are automatically kicking people into forbearance when they feel that there's something wrong. And I don't know the backside, but I have to assume that there's something that lenders are going to get paid on the backside.
But let me ask you, is there someone getting a bonus to put you into forbearance?
That's what I don't know, and I'm still doing the research. I haven't,
there's gotta be.
I haven't figured out if there's payments to investors when people go into forbearance. I'm sure somebody smarter than me out there can already find that.
Why else would they push it?
I don't know. I do not know. But here's the interesting thing. So understand, what is Fannie and Freddie?
Government backs, I mean, a government-owned lending company.
So those are basically the entity that aggregates mortgages, puts them into tranches, $100 million at a time, and they sell them off to investors.
Yep.
You know, if you have a 401k, if you have lots of life insurance, the likelihood is you have mortgage-backed securities in those things. So Fannie and Freddie don't actually own them. They facilitate and they own the servicing and the throughput, if you will. They become the conduit into the marketplace through Wall Street, but they don't actually own the investment. So here's the next unintended consequence with a forbearance. So let's say you come get a loan from me right now, Russ, and we close, you know, we've locked your loan, we securitized the bond, and we're going to close on May 30th.
Okay.
When do I get that loan in and actually get it securitized by Fannie? Because it's not the day I, Derek Eggeberg with Academy Mortgage, fund it. How long do you think?
Month,
to, yeah, 30, 45 yeah. days, sometimes 60 days is a real good number. Well, what happens? There's another little thing that's out there that here's what's going to make mortgage companies skittish, all mortgage banks, all mortgage brokers. If I fund that loan on May 30th, and then you get the sneaky idea to go into forbearance just shortly thereafter, has Fannie Mae insured my loan and quality control reviewed it? No. So if that loan goes into forbearance from the time the mortgage bank funds it, but before Fannie or Freddie or the HFAs insure it, if you will, there is a penalty to the mortgage bank. Now, think of it this way. Russ, have you ever bought a house?
Yeah.
Okay. So the penalty to you as a seasoned homeowner, that technically to me, but if you went into forbearance, 7%. 7% is what, if you go into forbearance before Fannie Freddie touch that loan, but I funded it under the guidelines of Fannie Freddie, there is a 7% penalty, which means you basically have foregone triple what you could earn on that loan.
Holy
so
moly.
You fund, let's say you go buy a $200,000 home, and then you go into forbearance. That lender is going to pay $14,000 to get that mortgage funded by Fannie Freddie, like securitized, or they're never getting that loan off their books. And what Wall Street investor is ever going to want to touch a loan that went into forbearance and is no longer insured by Fannie and Freddie?
No.
Never.
That would be suicide.
So on one hand, you have the major news media and Fannie Freddie saying, look, we're doing this help and it's good for homeowners. But this is the reason lending guidelines just got super tight over the last 30 and 45 days. Is, you know, the old days you used to hear people saying, hey, we'll do 580 credit scores.
Right. Not now.
Not so much.
So you pick up the phone every day and call all your clients and say, you cannot go into forbearance. You cannot go into forbearance. I do it every day.
We don't do
this
that.
It's a nightmare.
But it is an interesting nightmare on the backside that there are going to be mortgage banks that don't survive this, because you have a larger than normal group of people go into forbearance, and some need it.
But it sounds like they're being sold. They're being sold this thing by the government.
Of course they are.
They've been told to go do it, and they're destroying themselves.
Of course they are. And there's the issue is, I don't know. I can't prove it. There's got to be something that
somebody's making money.
Servicers are getting paid to do something on the backside. But the main thing is, if you go into forbearance, you know you're going to wreck your credit. And if you ever even hear that word, think of it.
How long?
How long?
When you say wreck your credit, it's not for 20 years. It's for 5 years, 6 years?
Well, it depends on how quickly you pull that back out. So if you go into forbearance and you've got a 30, a 60, a 90-day late, and they just simply don't file the foreclosure paperwork, but you're technically 90 days late, so you're in default or breach of your contract,
right,
your mortgage, you've got a 90-day late on your mortgage or on your credit report.
So
that's going to drastically change your credit for the next 2 years.
For two minimum.
Period, end of story. You will not be getting another mortgage for at least 12 months after the date of that 60 or 90-day late. So guaranteed you're not going to get a home loan
for
at least.
If you see that on someone's and it's 3 years old, what does that do? If everything else is good.
Depends on the credit score.
Okay, so depends on everything else.
If they've fixed it and there's really nothing wrong in the last, preferably 2 years.
You can work around.
We can work around it. But I had a gentleman come in. He wanted to refinance. He has a 90-day late this year. So, I mean, he's got a 90-day late. Go backwards, you got to be 60 days late the month before. Got to be 30 days late the month before. He's in hardship. He wants to refinance. but he has a 30, 60, 90-day late. And my honest conversation is, there's nothing I can do because you're already in breach of your current contract, which means I can't give you a new one.
But it's really nothing anybody can do. Nope. There's nobody that's going to do that.
Nope. And that's the unfortunate thing is that's that spiral. And then we go back to, I've talked about the universal default clause over and over and over. So the two gentlemen that I've seen the credit reports with the lates, and the one example we just had, you go 30 days late on your mortgage, the universal default clause says every other creditor on your credit report will be given the information that you're now in default on another trade line on your credit report. So now all of a sudden, all of your interest rates that you had the 0% interest for 12 months, or you had something at a 9% interest rate, you're going to see every one of those go up to 18, 19, 21% interest because that universal default clause says if you're in breach on one creditor, you can be in breach on that one, and the credit card companies know they can raise your interest rates. Watch how many people don't realize why their payments just went up considerably on their credit cards because their interest rates went up and they won't realize it until later down the road when they actually look at their statements. You and I know you put a few extra bucks on your credit card statement, your payment goes up and you don't pay attention.
Sure.
But that's going to be the next thing that, you know, people had a nice structured budget and they're living kind of tight paycheck to paycheck, and most people do. But if all of the credit card payments went up by 50% that somebody has, would they be in trouble?
Yeah. A lot of people would be.
More than likely. So, you know, understand that one forbearance might cause your credit card interest rates to go up. You go apply for insurance, life insurance, auto insurance, homeowners insurance. Your insurance rates are going to go up. And I would say, talk to your insurance agent. You know, if you have super good credit, it's a great time to double check with your insurance agent. If you're going into forbearance, you've got some issues coming down the road that you haven't even really thought about. And you don't hear this on the news media. Why is nobody talking about this, Russ?
There's got to be a reason. I would think there'd be more. I mean, I've heard a few. Mm-hmm. And obviously, my investor friend Edward has definitely clued me in. You know, because it's on his radar big time, you know, as being a problem. So, mm-hmm. you know, he pays attention. But most people don't.
Most people don't. And let's take this back to individual by individual. Yeah, it sounds good when the media is talking about, you know, rates are up, rates are down. You can do this, you can do that. But look at your own family's budget and family's dynamics. So if you're listening to this or you know somebody who needs to hear this, sit down and figure out, okay, what's my budget? And if I go into forbearance, could I withstand everything else going up? Or if I go into forbearance, what would happen if I lost my security clearance on my job? Or what would happen if I went to apply for a new job? And you need to have any kind of ethical wherewithal at all. You know, let's pretend. Seriously.
It's funny, though, because what job is ethical?
But I'm saying, let's say you're dealing with money at all.
Yeah,
If you were an employer and I was coming to work for you and you ran my credit and saw that there were mortgage lates, would you be concerned if you were trusting me with money and cash and accounting?
Yes. Yes.
So it's not even about
a short answer.
Yeah. And why do you think literally every company runs credit background checks?
It doesn't mean that it's a dead deal, but it depends on what job you're applying for. I mean, are you applying for a managerial high-end job, or are you applying to drive the delivery truck? And there's a difference.
And you have a difference, but you're going to have to explain all those. Like even when you come to work for us, we run a background check. We have to, you know. Federal and state laws, when you're mortgage banking,
required.
You have to do that. You run a credit report. And then you have to write a letter and explain every ding that's on your credit report to the satisfaction of the HR to the company that then they have to stand behind before they securitize, if you will, your license and tag your license for that company. So let's say you went into forbearance. You're going to have to explain why you went into forbearance. Let's say, you know, whether it's bankruptcy, foreclosures, all of those have to be explained down to, hey, why'd you have lates on your credit card? You know, I know you got a Lowe's card. It's only $25, Russ. Why'd you have a late payment on your credit card?
It's not a problem. It's not that I didn't have the money. I'm just not organized. I guess that's a good answer.
Appreciate that. No, I know you are. You've got Mint on your phone. I know you're organized.
There are no good answers.
No.
There are no good answers. I mean, I would want to know if I'm going to hire you, how can you explain this?
Yeah.
But.
And now I want switch gears for a second. That's what the media is pitching. And at the same time, look at what the majority of people are experiencing. Record low interest rates on homes, cars, credit cards. You know, a lot of people are doing well. You look at, there's literally no inventory for houses. Builders are building like crazy. It's still an amazing time to buy. We'll talk about that and how low payments have gotten over the last month. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. In Imperial County, new numbers show positive cases of the virus are up to 712. 378 of those cases remain active, 319 have recovered. 15 people have lost their lives to this grim virus. Close to 5,000 people have been tested. Yuma County health officials announced 30 more cases of COVID-19, bringing the countywide total to 313. There are still only 4 deaths related to the virus in Yuma County. Now more than 3,800 people have been tested. Thursday morning, Mayor Doug Nichols issued his 2020 State of the City address, this time via Facebook Live. He says 2020 started off strong, that is, until COVID-19 hit. Now the 2020 census outcome will be crucial this time around. Currently, only 39% of humans have responded to the census. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. With Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Happy Friday, everyone. Good morning. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Agerberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here. Russ Clark, color commentary. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Hey, beautiful day out there. Tons of stuff to talk about. This is like refinance season.
Is it? There's that much of it going on? Well, it's low rates or low rates out there.
This is, we say the words opportunity versus situational, and here's the opportunity. And, you know, everybody out there needs to simply pull out their mortgage statement and say, where am I now with my interest rate? How long have I had that mortgage? And a lot of people, you take them back to a 30-year fixed. I'm not generally the guy who suggests a 15-year, but right now rates are so low that, yeah, a lot of my customers were moving them to a 15-year and chopping off a lot of years' worth of the mortgage payment. So their payment actually isn't going to go down monthly, might even go up a little bit, but they're dropping 5, 10, sometimes 12 years off their mortgage. That's a ton of money they're going to save, and they're going to supercharge that principal payment. So, you know, loosely call this refinance season, that this season is going to last as long as the COVID-19 lasts, because as soon as everything is opened back up nationwide, as soon as you see the stock market start rocketing again, and the stock market's up quite a bit. I mean, you and I can see the numbers. But as soon as everybody kind of realizes, hey, the economy is back, interest rates are going to go up. Why are interest rates down so low right now? Because the Fed has been buying mortgage-backed securities as fast as it could. They're artificially holding rates low. When you see things that start with a 2 on a 15-year, and in some cases you're seeing them start with
unreal.
A 2 on a 30,
yeah.
You know, if you get in at the right time, unbelievable. Yeah. And you see people that are saving a boatload of money. Good customer of mine. They've got a big, nice house. Their mortgage payment was $1,800 a month. We're refinancing them. They've been in about 4 years, but we're restretching them out to a 30 years. So are they extending another 4 years? Yes, that's no big deal. They're chopping off almost $600 a month off their mortgage.
Ouchie.
That's
$7,200 a year.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of money.
But you take that $7,200 and pay it off early, you know, whatever you want to do with it.
You could do that, and in their case, you know, it's like we're going to go backwards. Okay, you're going to use this $600 a month. You're going to pay off this credit card. When that one's done, we're going to snowball into the next one.
Sure, take care of those first.
Then we're going to move into the vehicles, and you're going to get all this paid off, and then at some point if you want to. But the whole idea right now is how do you free up cash flow and get rid of all the consumer debt? And there's opportunities for people, whether it's a rate and term refinance, whether it's a cash-out refinance. And I'm not generally, again, a big fan of, hey, let's do a cash-out refinance and take on a bunch of consumer debt.
No.
But if you already have that debt and you kind of have your mind wrapped around, we're not going to take on more consumer debt if we settle this out, then let's do a cash-out refinance, roll everything in together, skinny up the budget, and have a, you know, nice lady, widow, fixed income. You know, she needs a little bit of help. We're going to refinance her home, and technically, her house payment is going to go up about $42 a month. But the reason we're going to do that is we're going to have her pay off her car, pay off two credit cards. The car and the two credit cards total about $400 a month.
So she's going to save $360 a month in net payment.
She's going to say, exactly. You said the right word. Globally, she owes the same amount of money. It's just what her debt structure is. She's on a fixed income from her very small pension, and she's on her survivor benefits, Social Security, for her deceased husband. She really doesn't have any other earnings potential at all. So in this case, I mean, a $350, in this case $360, but $350 a month, that's huge. That's life-changing for her. Now she doesn't really stress about the finances. I mean, she's been living paycheck to paycheck for quite some time.
Yeah.
Those are the opportunities because of this, again, opportunity we have in this situation called COVID-19, called coronavirus. There's a lot of people who could restructure their debt, restructure their bills, save a ton of money, but I don't know how long this is going to last. And it's not a, hurry up, you got to do this right now. I don't like that sales pitch. But how long is this economic cycle we're in going to last in your mind, Russ?
Gosh, I hope by the end of the year we start looking a lot better, but that would be a miracle, so it's going to be longer.
And I agree. I'm kind of telling everybody, I think you need to have this done by the end of the year. You know, who knows what the holiday season is going to look like. I think there's going to be enough pent-up demand that people are going to shop.
If we had everyone pulling in the same direction to do it, it would be done. The problem is we're a political nation, and we don't have everybody pulling in the same direction. So,
what? Wait, say it isn't so.
It's
You mean people are being pulled in different directions?
Absolutely.
Say it isn't so. That opportunity, though, like I say, it at a moment's notice, it's going to change. You won't even realize it sneaks up on you, and then it's going to be bang, the interest rates are up because the economy is firing up, and the Fed is going to say, you know what, we've stopped buying mortgage-backed securities. That moment is when you're going to see rates change by about a point pretty quickly. And there's going to be some people who still are that ostrich with their head in the sand that said, geez, I really wish
I'm waiting to get. I'm waiting to get down to 1%.
Well, yeah,
that's what I want. I want to get down to 1%.
I want a free mortgage. Come on, give me 0% interest rates. But interest rates are so gosh darn low that it is amazing to me the number of people that can save money. Like that good friend of mine, the couple that were saving $600 a month. You know what? It's amazing that opportunity is there. $600 a month. That's, I'm not saying go get a new car because they've got new stuff. They need to pay it off. But that's like going and getting a new car and having no payment on it.
I love the way you say it because some people think like that. Like, I just freed up all this money. I can fit something else in. I can fit in another payment.
I can fit in another payment.
No.
But everybody, you know, everybody's budget rises to the level of the water. It really does. And if you're making $5,000 a month, it's amazing that over time people will spend about $5,000 a month.
Yep.
And if you get a raise and you go to $6,000 a month, weirdly enough, your budget will start to consume $6,000 a month.
Yep.
And the old saying is, you never know who's swimming naked till the tide runs out.
Ooh.
You never, ugly thought.
Man, it's bad. It's like Joe Biden.
but you never know who prepared well until there's a pullback. And this pullback is that opportunity for people to restructure some things. So, you know, my level of expertise, again, is mortgages. So whether you move to a 30, move to a 15, we'll talk about the pros and cons of both. Whether you do a rate and term or a cash out, we'll talk about the pros and cons to both. But it is...
And every case is different, depending on what your situation 100%, is.
100%. Good friend of mine that we're refinancing, he came in and said, I want to do a 15. I need to do a 15. Like, no. Just no.
You just said no.
No, you're not doing a 15.
You didn't say, let me show you the advantage. You just said no.
I said no, and I let that pause sit like that about that long. It's like, wait, stop. The difference between a 15 and a 30 is not significant, but it is significant. If interest rates were about the same, because he's refinancing an old one, it's not. But it's about a 40% difference. Now, I can't in good conscience take him and put him into a mortgage payment that is higher when he is not getting his credit cards paid down and everything is maxed. Look, here's what we're going to do. I will refinance you to a 30. I will free up quite a bit of money per month from you. And you're going to take that savings and start paying down the credit cards. Because if you don't do this now, you're never going to get rid of these 16, 18, 19% interest rate credit cards. And sometimes you just have to have that be honest conversation and say, I know this is what you want, but I'm not going to give it to you because this is going to wreck you over here. He can't keep up with his credit card payments now. What would happen if I gave him a house payment that's $300 more?
Oh,
I mean,
he'd destroy himself.
You know, he would build equity faster, but he's never going to get out of these high interest rate credit cards.
Right.
So we agreed, we sat down, we wrote out kind of a budget, and he agreed that this is what he's going to do and start setting up some additional payments. So the automatic payments are going to go out on the credit card. You know, I can't force somebody to do that, but I said, look, here's what I would do. I would take we're going to save him like $280. Take the $280, make your automatic payment on this credit card $280 a month higher, and just throw all that money in so it doesn't feel like your budget changed, but you dump it in. And when this credit card is paid off, then you take that $280 plus the minimum payment, you move it to the next card, and just set that automatic payment where you don't ever think about it. Because this gentleman, if it's in his checking account, he will spend it. His budget rises to the level of the water. And good friend of mine.
I think most people are like that a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm not being judgmental. I do it. You do it.
Yeah, we've done it in the past.
You have a few extra bucks in there. You're going out to eat, or you're going to Disneyland, or hey, I think I need new tires on the car. I don't quite need them yet, but let me go see Russ and get new tires.
Look at your savings. Oh, good. Now I can buy that and fill in the blank.
Yeah. So, you know, again, opportunity is refinance season. I've never seen in 22 years in the business, I've never seen anything like this in terms of the possibility and potential for low rates and to crazily change your budget for your family's future. Even if it's looking to buy a new house, look, you know, again, if you need a new house and you need something bigger because of family dynamics and kids, holy buckets, if you can turn around and get a new 30-year fixed-rate mortgage in the low threes or even at three, especially the VA buyers, you know, there's good earning income families that have nice homes, $250,000 homes that had higher interest rates, but they're looking in the fives and the 600,000s because the mortgage payment isn't going up all that much from the one that they had before. But they're uniquely going into different neighborhoods, and they're moving up into something that they never thought they'd get into for not a whole lot more than what they had, and turn around, sell the old home. You can even use that cash to pay down the mortgage or get rid of cars or credit cards. The opportunity right now over the next 8 months, I think you and I are going to look back a year or two from now and go, wow, was that crazy what some people were able to do in this market. And you know people.
Right.
You know, if you had the potential to go up, let's say, $200,000 in a house, but your house payment only went up $200 or $300 a month from what you're paying on your previous house, would it be amazingly different for you and your family?
Oh, well, I mean, yes, of course. I mean, you'd want to do it. Look, I'm not paying anymore, but I get more house, of course.
That's
great.
that's what the possibility is. So, you know, whether it's buying, whether it's refinancing, and oh, by the way, we haven't even talked about rental properties. You know, how many people are still buying rental properties in this market? Here's a clue. A ton.
Are there really?
Rental rates are continuing to go up. So we'll talk about that in rent and other things after the break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KVLU. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. NRA, SIPC.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU, Derek Eggenberg, Russ Clark, talking about mortgages, credit, all kinds of good stuff. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Hey, we've had a busy... I don't know where the time goes. I really don't.
It's because you're engaged. You like this. You love what you do.
Oh, 100%.
You do, and when you're in here, we get to talk about it.
It's, for me, it's life-changing. You know,
yeah.
I have the vantage point. It's kind of like, you know, a hunter sitting up on the blind watching what's going on. I have the ability to see what everybody is doing with a different perspective, kind of like you see people from different perspectives. So I get to see credit, I get to see income, I get to see assets in a vantage point that other people don't. Your tax advisor gets to see your income. Your financial planner gets to see your assets. You know, your attorney might see some of your tangible assets. I get to see all of it in one spot, your income, your assets, your credit, your payment histories, your bank statements, what you spend your money on. And I get to see what people do really well, and I get to see how some people manage things really well, and I get to see how some people don't. And that's what intrigues me enough about mortgages.
And let me ask you about the differences. You see people do well and there's some people that don't.
Mm-hmm.
The differences between the two are nuances sometimes. It's
very
not that
minor.
Big.
Very
minor. And there's some little changes that could be made.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand it sometimes. They think I could never get there. But they're...
Everybody can get there.
But they're almost there. And they just make a few changes in your structure.
So what you bring up is the picture I had seen, and there's two miners, one on top, one on bottom, digging tunnels. And one miner is just about to the diamonds behind the wall, and the other miner is at the same spot, turning around, giving up, saying, "My gosh, there's nothing here. I'm going to go find a new hole." And the nuances, the first thing that I've noticed is the people that get it pay themselves first, not last. And they pay themselves like it's a bill. So whether it's your 401k, whether it's an IRA, whether it's a savings account, whether it's a 529 college plan for your kids or your grandkids, you make that payment first. Then you rise to the level of the water with everything else. Then if you want to go buy a car, credit card, whatever. But they pay themselves first. Number two, they don't have as much of what I would call depreciating assets on credit. Not to say they don't have it, but they haven't gone out and financed a boat, a trailer, and two or three TVs and two or three cars all at the same time. I'm sure they have it, but they've structured when they're buying those things. The third one is real estate. And, you know, I'm in that industry, if you will, so I'm more prone to it, or I'm more perceptive to it. Well, but the people that make it have real estate, and they have their owner-occupied home, and they have a rental or two or 12. And they know that where they're living is an investment the same as their 401k or their IRA. They know that if they struggle a little bit and keep that old home and move up to a new one, that old home becomes an investment vehicle for them, as opposed to a small chunk of cash that you can go spend and blow and then have nothing left. The people that I see that make it the most have a couple of rental properties, and they pay themselves first. Those are the two most obvious things I've ever seen in this business. Now, how many people do you know pay themselves first?
Very few. Nobody, maybe. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't
There's
know.
There's a lot of people that
people,
do.
But I don't know if they look at it that way. But they have priorities, and they know. When my son was first born, my priority was his college fund. And I put $100 a month in his college fund. I couldn't afford to do anything. I couldn't afford to eat out. You know, we couldn't afford it. But that $100 a month went there first. And when he was 18, all that money had accumulated.
Mm-hmm.
It was all there. It was never touched. It was never thought of as anything other than that has to be done first. Can we afford the electric bill? No.
So yeah. You paid yourself first,
yeah.
And you got it, but it didn't really strike you as paying yourself first. It was just something you felt you had to do.
Well, we knew it had to do. We knew it.
That's the difference that I see a lot of people. Some people pay themselves first, is the way I call it, and other people just don't.
We'll see how much is left at the end of the month.
That's it. And they might go out to eat, or they might go to the theater. They might go on a vacation a little more often, and they're building memories, and they're having a good time. So, again, it's not right or wrong.
I think sometimes they know subconsciously they're in trouble, and it makes them feel better to go out to dinner and to movies because they're in trouble anyway.
Yeah,
but if you really just looked at it and analyzed it, you realize that you're not far from getting out of it. You can turn it around.
Everybody can turn it around. And you know, my comment is, I don't care if it takes a day, a week, a month, or a year. I'll tell you the right things to do. Come back month after month, and I'll tell you the right things to do. But it's interesting that if you wanted to buy a house and you could do nothing but eat Top Ramen and Hormel chili and tuna sandwiches to save money, would that be worth it for a year if you could buy a home for your family?
I've done that, yes.
I know you've done it.
Yeah.
You know, those kinds of things, you make the choice to say, this gets me this. And most of it really is, okay, let me pay myself first. Let me figure out how I'm investing, whether it's the kids' college savings or my 401k. It's amazing to me the number of people that don't max out their 401ks, but they have matches from their employers.
Yeah, I know. It's because they're going to do it next month.
But why would you not do that? Again, the irony is most 401ks allow you to take a loan. So if you maxed your 401k out for a year or two and got those matches, and then a year or two later took out a small loan to pay off debt, and then you pay your own loan back, so you're actually borrowing money from yourself and paying it back.
Their head's just not in it, dude.
Simple things, you know, you become your own banker after a while, and you get to borrow money from your own 401k. But it really is, take the emotion out of it and let's make good logical decisions. And I know taking the emotion out of things is the hardest thing to do.
for most.
Because we're so emotional.
Not for me anymore.
Well, not for you anymore, but you get emotional about things.
Oh, God, yes, but I won't let it interfere with my anything else. I won't.
Okay, but how long did it take you to teach yourself that?
Oh, but that's meditation and everything else that goes along with it. Understanding of just observation of life versus I have to engage in it.
Does meditation actually calm you down?
Yes.
When's it going to start?
Tomorrow.
Okay, just want to make sure. But those things, if I could teach every person who is thinking about buying their first home, if I could sit down with everybody who's into college, for crying out loud, that would be it. Pay yourself first. Have a plan that you know you're going to make it. What's the process to build wealth over time? Not win the lottery. Not pick Google when it was $2
what?
A share.
Well, how'd you know what my plan was?
Well, you know, if you're betting on the lottery, I'm thinking I'm going to see you here for a long time. But there is so much opportunity out there to make a difference and change your budget and change your credit. So I don't care if it's bad credit scores. I don't care if it's no money in the bank. I don't care if it's too much debt. All of those things are fixable over time.
Yeah.
Now, two of the three I have a hand in. I can help you fix your credit, and I can help you work on what's the smartest thing to do to rearrange your budget.
Yep.
Which one should you pay off first? And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to think, typically it's the smallest credit card that's left because you're still making payments on it. But it might be the one with the highest interest rate because it's amazing to me. Some people have a 20% interest rate credit card and two that are 0%. Well, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but hey, let's make payments on the 20% interest rate credit card. Let's get rid of that as fast as we can because you're paying 20%. That's a ton of money. And most of those cards that people are paying 20% on, I see balances at $15,000.
Yeah.
$20,000.
Yeah, not good.
Not good at all. And sometimes people are doing the right thing. They're trying to throw a bunch of money at it, but they're spending 50 on this card, 50 on this card, 50 on this card extra, as opposed to, instead of taking the shotgun approach, let's take a sniper approach. Which one do we want to knock off first and get rid of that one and then move to the next one? Because if a grizzly bear is charging you, are you taking it down with a shotgun?
No.
No. What would you need to take down a grizzly bear?
Something high-powered.
Something high-powered and really big, because it's not that little 22-piece shooter that you used to do target practice with.
Pretty much not.
So,
use the right tool.
Use the right tool, but it really is knowing what you're doing. And if you're trying to put five kids through college, okay, you have to do the shotgun approach, and you're going to have to do a little bit in each account. But if you're really trying to fix your debt structure, okay, we have to aim and we have to pick off one at a time and figure out how to rearrange the budget over time. And for most people, please let's sit down and do a year-long plan. Let's figure out what it takes to get all of this restructured.
And the nice thing about that is once you do those year-long plans, and let's say you've got 20 steps, you start doing one or two steps, you think, oh, I've got this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making progress. And that alone is success right there because you got it in your head to progress, and you'll keep going down that path.
You've got the tool. I know you're looking at your phone. You could pull up Mint. You could see all of your accounts right now, and you could see whether you're making progress or not.
Yeah.
So there is always opportunity and progress. There is always some stuff that we can do, whether it's refinancing and saving money, whether it's restructuring credit, helping you get your plan right. Give myself or anybody over at Academy Mortgage a call. Would love to help you, because at the end of this, in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, all we really care about is having people go, man, those guys helped me. Those ladies over there helped me. That was the right thing to do. So from all of us at Academy Mortgage, I do want to say, you know, as we come into this summer season and we're going to do some barbecuing and spending more time with friends and family as the coronavirus stops, hopefully, we can't do that without our men and women in the military.
Yeah.
And, you know, while we're out barbecuing and having a good time, let's do, say a prayer, have a thought, thank the men and women who are serving or have served. Because we wouldn't live in this amazing country of ours and we wouldn't have the freedoms we do if it weren't for generations of people that have served. So thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, everybody. Bye for now.
The preceding show on 560 KVLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBOU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.